Hola, hola, meses embarazes, and happy new year. Can you believe it's 2023? Because I can't. Time went by too fast, and I just couldn't believe it. But for those who don't know me, I am Pam, and I am the founder of Embrace the Mess. And this is the Mess to Badass podcast. Today is the first episode, and I am so excited to record it because I am finally making the dream of having a podcast come true. So I want to bring you in this journey with me, and let's see how it goes. But first, you're probably wondering what this podcast is about. So let me tell you, if you are like me, creative, entrepreneurial, have pivoted and changed your direction and mind multiple times, you know that life and the journey of entrepreneurship can be super challenging. You may have spent months or even years trying to find the right starting point and possibly gone through a lot of difficulties and hardships to get where you are now. If this sounds familiar, then this podcast is for you. It's for those of us who understand the messiness, loneliness, and difficulty of the entrepreneurial journey and who are looking for support and guidance as we make our way through it. So if you have ever found yourself feeling overwhelmed or lost on the entrepreneurial journey, then this podcast is definitely for you. Here, you will find support and advice from experts and fellow entrepreneurs, all sharing their stories and experiences to help guide you through the ups and downs of life and entrepreneurship. And yes, we're going to talk about the shitty stuff also. I want to talk about those shitty moments in life that we have all experienced, as well as the struggles of entrepreneurship that have challenged us and forced us to push through to get where we are now and where we want to be, of course. Mess to Badass is a mantra that we should all embrace, that failure is inevitable, but we can and should rise up, learn from our struggles, and become the amazing badasses that we're meant to be. I want to help you understand that nothing is wrong with you. You are just a messy entrepreneur like me, and we work differently. It's all about taking the hard knocks of life and using them to move us forward, becoming stronger and wiser than ever before. It's about believing in ourselves and our abilities and having the courage to trust that it would all work out in the end. This is going to be a hybrid style podcast where I'll be interviewing inspiring women and men who have achieved the journey from mess to badass. My guests will be talking about their stories, from their personal struggles and their successes to the challenges that they have faced and were able to overcome on their way to discovering their superpower. Yes, I said superpower because we all have one. We're just maybe it's taking a little longer to find it. But you will, I promise. Additionally, they'll share the struggles that they are currently facing as CEOs of their life and business, how they plan to overcome them, and how they're kicking ass. This podcast will be an awesome journey for you, the listeners, and it's sure to leave you feeling inspired and empowered to take the steps towards unlocking your own superpower. I'm so excited to share my guest experiences, to know that they're doing things a little differently, even messily, if that's even a word. But in the end, everything is totally worth it. We will talk about taking risks, trying new approaches, and even pushing boundaries. Sometimes there are going to be episodes where I am alone talking about a specific topic, about a specific shitty topics of entrepreneurship and finding solutions for it. Listen, entrepreneurship and adulting is a process that requires tons of patience and flexibility, but in the end, the results are totally worth it. Ultimately, it's all about taking risks, exploring new ideas, and learning from our mistakes in order to come up with creative solutions that can benefit us all. Now, let's go to the good stuff, the story behind Mess to Badass. Well, it all started in a faraway country called Ecuador. If you are new to Embrace a Mess, just want to let you know that I was born and raised in Ecuador. And ever since I was a little girl, I had the dream of becoming a badass businesswoman. Even at a young age, I was already planning my future. I remember I already had like the school that I wanted to go to, what I was going to work in, who I was going to work. Like I had my life planned out. I remember one time when I was only a little girl, I created a mini store in my bedroom window where my family members could come and purchase some of the toys that I have either taken apart and put together or created little bundles of my toys and, you know, just came up with some creative ideas. It was a true entrepreneurial experience and I felt so empowered by it. My parents were actually very impressed. Now let's fast forward. When I was 16, I moved to the United States with my parents and siblings. I was so excited, but scared at the same time. The culture was so different and I felt lost, confused, and even overwhelmed. This made me rebel against my parents. I was angry because they brought me to a new country right on my senior year. I was looking forward to graduating with my friends that I have known my whole life, and now I'm here in a new country with people that I don't know. So I became the black sheep of the family because I was rebelling, because I was just angry and wanted to have it my way. I felt like I was a stranger in an unfamiliar place, even though my parents tried very hard to make the best out of being in this country and making it feel like a home. Long story short, let's fast forward again. I got married when I was 23 and then got divorced at 25. It was a really ugly divorce, and my way of coping was drinking, men, and being a mess. But I was also always coming with creative business ideas and just ideas in general. I'm an idea girl, what can I say? I failed many times, and in the journey of finding myself and the perfect career, I embraced my messiness and learned from it to become the badass I am now. It hasn't been an easy journey. I've wanted to give up so many times, like many of you entrepreneurs, and I wanted to go back to corporate, you know, get back a normal job, 9 to 5, but my gut kept telling me not to give up. And I know that many of us struggle to listening to our gut, so we don't have to give up, you know? So I didn't give up. I listened to my gut and kept going. Here I am now, recording a podcast I am passionate about, writing a blog that I love, and building a business where I get to meet amazing people, network, co-work, and keep you accountable to help you succeed. I've met amazing people in this journey, and I learned many lessons that I would love to share with you. I want you to feel heard and seen because everybody makes it look so easy, but the reality is that it isn't. I mean, it really isn't. You know, and social media doesn't help. I'm here to help you recognize that even in the shitty moments, you can find a lesson that will help you become a badass entrepreneur or whatever you want to be. Not everybody works the same way, and we all come from different backgrounds and journeys. Hearing stories and ways to overcome the messy stuff will definitely help you stay motivated and know that you can do it too. So, you know, I'll inspire you a little bit, or maybe my guests will. Now prepare yourself for an unedited podcast because nothing is perfect. And if we're talking about being real, then, you know, let me be real. There might be some swear words because I can't control myself sometimes, some Spanglish because I just make up words, and an accent. Yes, I have an accent. At least I think I do. Now, remember all of this stuff and just get ready to be messy, imperfect, human, badass, and just be you. I hope you enjoy Mess to Badass podcast. Thank you, Messes and Badasses, for listening to today's episode. Check the show notes for any updates and don't forget to subscribe to the show and share it. Have an amazing day and don't forget to see failures as opportunities to start over and better. Bye.